We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we are starting the last few words of Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Ahu Chavita De Ifka'a Lo Archa. On top of Samach Amud Beis, we have this big chavis that cracked lengthwise. It means from top to bottom, it got a crack, and if it got a crack, this whole barrel will split, and all the wine will fall out. So a guy saw what was happening. Idri Ahu Avichavim. This guy ran and chavka, and he hugged it in order to keep it closed. So here, it's a problem of Negia. Why is the problem of Negia? Because Negia Adei Davacher, Rashi Shita always is that Negia Adei Davacher is the same thing like Negia. And here, you're pushing together two parts of the barrel, and that's called Negia. So, Chavka, so Sharia, Rav from my papa, Vitem Rahul Radio Rashua, Zvuni Levichavim. He allowed them to sell it to a guy. It was also Vashia, but he allowed them to sell it to a guy. Why? Because it was all it was Negia. Negia Shaloi B'Kavana. We had a few times in the sugi already. A Negia Shaloi B'Kavana is not Asaba enough. Example, Madadu. So, and here, the reason why he grabbed this is because to save the wine, not to do any Yain Esach. And since it's Negia Shaloi B'Kavana, so then it has the heter of Hana. It's also B'Shia, but it's Mutaba Hana. Yilai Salat HaGoy. Now, here, if it would have been shikshuk, then it's a shayla of Issa. No, but here there was no case like that. There's no way he can be mishakshuk over here, because it wasn't something that, like Rashi speaks out, the haloi shikshuk, Rashi 3 lines from the top. Vafilu shakir vakatzom zuozu, vahavin a geya beya in a dechetzer rehoves, even though it's called a geya, loy havin a geya bekana. The haas of mishakshuk bekana. He can mix it with a kana. Vahacha leka shikshuk, there's no way to mix it when you're grabbing onto two ends. It's not a shayla of mixing. Zog the Gemara, this that was saying that it's Aser, B'Shia, Hanimil de Pakal Archa, only if it split from top to bottom. Avala Pushio, if it went from the width split, so I feel B'Shia Shari. Now what is he doing? He's holding it down, that shouldn't fall off. There it's better. Why? He might have Maisel Avena Kavid. So the reason it is better is like this, that this is not called a Negia. Negia is when something is spreading apart, I'm pushing it this way, so I'm making a Negia, because I'm doing something new. That it's a new touching, a new negia. If I would leave it the way it is, it would not touch the sides of the barrel, it would just spill out. Now that I'm pushing it together, it would touch it. When it's split from top to bottom, so really all the wine is sitting there in the chavis. The problem is, it might move out of place and something will sip out of the cracks. It doesn't have the same pressure to push it away, and I'm pushing it this way. It's not the same pressure, it's a different type of pressure. It's a pressure that it's not going to be evenly spaced, one on top of each other. See, I'm just holding it down, I'm doing a Maisa Levena, which means it's like I put a stone on top of it, do the same thing. I don't need my Maisa. A stone can't touch anything. It's just putting a stone, putting weight on top of it, that's different. It's not like hugging it when you're pushing it together. There it's different. And that's why in this case, it will not be called even Negia, and a Philip is Shasiya Shari. You found a guy hanging around your matzarta, your gas, and that's klar. If a guy is there without anyone watching, and so back to regular shiloh of Yain Esav, which we'll see later on, is that if you leave a guy in your house and they clean the fridge and they move the wine, that is a problem. Because there, we don't know what they did with the wine. It could be they drank it, it could be they poured it, it could be they did a lot of different things, and that might be a problem. So that, in that way, it can't be makel. I'm just saying the case of the Shabbat Brachas. I'm not saying the case of a guy in the house that moves your bottle of wine without you looking, that's definitely a problem. So here we have a guy that was in the Matzarta without anyone there, so we assume he touched the gas. Now, there was some residue of wine there, but obviously all the wine was taken away. It was empty gas. So what's the shayla? The shayla is if you touch the wine now, so now it has to be kasher. There's a certain way how to kasher gas. We'll speak it out in a second. But huvachavim d'shtakachat avakayiv matzarta. Omar Vashi, I ikat tefeach la'atviach, if enough juice was there that it can make something wet, that it can make something else wet. That means if my shemata touches that wine, that shemata will be so wet, it can make something else wet. So then, boya adacha boya niguf. It means adacha and niguf. Niguf is the way you kasher a gas. Not just enough to make hadacha. I will explain it like this. When the guy touches whatever liquid is there, that liquid becomes awesome. Al stam yenim. It becomes awesome, it's negia, it's awesome. Now, if it becomes awesome, so all I have to do is get rid of that wine, and it's good. The problem is that if that wine is tefeach nasa tefeach, then it's a chibur to the wine that's in the cracks of the gas. Tefeach nasa tefeach, it's mevuyah in Hilchos Mekvayis and other places, that's enough to be a chibur. So it's mechubur to the liquid that's left in the cracks. Therefore, we have to kasher the gas. How do you do a kashering on a gas? It's something called niguv. What you do is, you first do hadacha, then you take afer, then you take afer, which is a type of ashes, and you spread it around, and then you wash it off again. And then you do afer again. It's a whole process how to do it. Afer, mayim, ve'afer. If you look at Tosis, Tosis even bothered. There's a muscle by hadacha, is bothered. It says, bechidim hiska hadacha, the whole nigov tzarek shita mayim tchila. Elafisha, Rich Lomar, every process is, there's water and afer, and water and afer. You have to clean it out a certain way to do hagala. But if it's not tefeach latfiach, then there's no chibur, so all you have to do is get rid of the yayin esach, but the wine inside the gas itself is not a problem because there's no chibur. Zog the Mishnah weiter, new Mishnah now. Oyvel chavim shenimtza oymed b'tzad habar shal yayin. If a guy is found near a bar of wine, and now with choshesh, the guy touched that wine in the bar. So now, the guy should be scared to touch it because you're going to be mechayivim. We had the Gemara before, which was a chiddush taka, but on the Nun Testament base, the Gemara says that if a guy touches your wine, makes the yayin esach, you're allowed to charge him for it, even though it's called hanaf of yayin esach. The Gemara there says that's mutter to do.
So he,
Al-Tzmazik, but even in the Chiddush, how he speaks out, even though you give the guy the wine, and it's like a mechira, still, it's muta al-Tzmazik. That's the Chiddush of that Gemara. Even if he says, I'm not paying you al-Tzmazik, he doesn't give me the wine. Still, it's muta. That's the Chiddush that how he speaks out there. But in any case, here, we have a guy that's standing next to the bar, and we've already touched it. So, depends. If yashloi milva alav osir. If you owe the guy money, then it's awesome, because he's not scared to touch it. He says, you know what, if they catch me, I'll just say, okay, that was my chayv that you owe me. Eilei milva lav mutter. If there's no milva, then it's mutter, because he's scared. He's scared to touch it. We're talking about when someone is around, there's people around, and he can be caught, and therefore, he's scared to touch it, and therefore it's mutter. A new case now, a case that we've mentioned before in different ways. Nafal labar va'ala. Let's say a guy fell into a bar. He was walking down the street and there was a bar of yayin there and he fell into the pit with the wine. They jumped right out. Or, no shayla of shikshuk, but it is called nagiyah. It was a giyah begufay. Madadu bekana, or if he measured it with a kana, hit his esatsira bekana, he knocked out a bug. There was a bee in the wine and he knocked it out with a kana. Oyshay matfiach al pi chavas murseches. The chavas had this fizz or whatever, like bubbles on top of it, and it's not good for the wine, so he skimmed it off. But so he touched it. All these things are touching shloi b'kavana. Falling in, obviously, was completely shloi b'kavana. Madu b'kana is trying to measure it, to measure the height. And hit this tzir, was trying to get rid of a bee, or he took off the fizz on top of it, whatever it's called. In Lashon Kodesh, it's called the ketzef. V'chol elo yemaisa v'omru yemacher. That's also b'shiyah because nagiyah, but you're allowed to sell. It's mutbahana. Rav Shimon matter. Rav Shimon holds all these cases of mutter. We had this Rav Shimon before. Rav Shimon holds shloi b'kavana. Nagiyah shloi b'kavana is always mutter. And Tanakam holds nagiyah shloi b'kavana is also b'shiyah mutter b'mutter b'hana. Now the question is, why did it say b'kana? Let's say madu with his finger. What would be the halacha then? Why did Mishnah pick a case of madu b'kana? That's the Gashayla here. Or hit the Sarakana. Even with the Kana what? That's still Asr? Even with the Kana? So even with the Kana is Asr? So Taisvis, the really on Dachman Zion and Ralph, we have three Shitas. We have over there that the Tanakama says, Modu ben Biyad ben Biregel is Yemacher. It's Mutta Bahana and Asr Bashir. Rab Nosin there says, Biyad Asr even Bahana and Biregel Mutta. So there, Taisvis speaks like this, Tema. Tosis asks that this Mishnah sounds like Rav Nosson, because there was a whole story with Shmuel, who was looking for another Tana. So he said, I have a Tana like Rav Nosson. It's Mashma V'Dafka B'Kana, it's Mutter B'Hana. If we be behind the Osvana. And for Tosis, similar to your answering, the Shloimar, the Mastisim would in the B'Yad Shari B'Hana. V'Hod Tana B'Kana, Hayam Shim Rav Shimon, the Shari B'Shia, V'Lo Shari El B'Kana. So Tosis, a Chiddush here. That this din that Rav Shimon's matter is dafka b'kana, but if he did it by hand, then it would be aser. Which means nafal abar is less of a level than madu b'kana. You know why? Nafal abar means he didn't try to touch it at all. He fell in by mistake. Madu b'kana is touching it by kavana, but not kavanas nisuch, kavanas medida. But he's trying to touch it. So there, Rav Shimon's only matter with a kana. But if it's by hand, even Rav Shimon will agree it's aser b'shia. That's what Tosis learns. this Mishnah. A very important speak out that I learned the Mishnah.
There's a new level now, because there's such a thing as doing the Kavanah, but for a different type of Kavanah.
Right, which is always a such level, yeah. Fear of Shimon. Fear of Shimon, only fear of Shimon we have this Chilak. Fear of Tanakama, Itaka is no Chilak. Tanakama says, Nafal Abar, or, and Modu Bekana is Huadin Biyad also, will be the same level. Rab Shimon is only Mata Bekana, or falling Shlomo Kavanah at all. And we had such a thing before. We had different ways of we had a case of lulav. One of the examples of a case that's mamash lo kavana was the guy was coming down. He was climbing down a tree and he touched a bit of lulav. His lulav. We come on deck and he touched it with a lulav. So such a case also was lo kavana. And there was also lefidus mandiyama. It was aser lefidus tanakamalis. It's aser b'shia. That much it is aser b'shia. Also they were always told to this mandiyama. For holds, according to Rashi at least, that holds that even without kavanah at all, the case was on Dafman Zion. It says, He allowed him to sell it to a guy. But it's also b'shia. That's like the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds, even shleibe kavanah klal is also. Shimon, that would be mutter. Notal has finished the Mishnah. Notal zachav is a zarka b'cham asir labar. Zeh ma'is vechshiroi. A guy took the chavis and he threw it b'cham asir labar. He threw the chavis into the bar. So it was a guy, obviously, and he did a negia idea zrika. The loch is that it's mutter. Zeh ma'is vechshiroi and it's mutter. This that's the loch over here. It's mutter. This goes into the sugya before with meziga. That this is a kasha on Rashi holds Meziga is a problem of Koichai. Why is it different than Zrika? If you listen to our Shurim then, we spoke out there, other Pshatim and Meziga, why it's also. But in any case, here the Mishnah saying is throwing something into a bar is not called Koichai. Koichai is only if it's more direct. Throwing something in is not called Koichai. That's what our Mishnah says. Zotigamar. So we're going to have to handle there's three levels of our Mishnah. So we're first going to handle the first part of our Mishnah that talks about the touching it, if he has a milva, not a milva, is he scared to touch it or not? Amar Shmuel. But who's just a milval is the yain? The only time he's not scared is only if the wine is the place where he collects from the milva. The milva is on the wine, which means like this: if you owe the guy, you know, $100,000 loan that he took to build the building, and you took a loan from him, and now he's gonna touch your wine because he's not scared about that. There's no shaykhus. He wants his $100,000. The wine has no shaykhus to that. It's only if the wine is connected to the loan do we say he's not scared to touch the wine. This whole iser that we're saying, there's no mirsis, only if the milva is on that wine. Omar of Ashim, we have a right from the next mission like this. Now, the next mission says like this. Hamatar yenish evichavim, which means that he makes a run of wine in the goy's gas. He does a beheter. He wants to sell it to Yisrael. But he has to pay everything belongs to the guy. He has to pay him for the wine and for the press. So he leaves it in his rishos. He has no storage facilities. So this is basically a wine company that's owned by a guy. And he does a kosher run. And he leaves it there. So and the guy writes to him, I already got payment for this. Why did they have him write this? Because he wants to be able to pick up his wine anytime without paying the money. So he makes up with the guy like this. He writes to the guy. The guy says, I got the money for the wine. Then they write another star. You owe the guy $1,000. You know, it's a different chayv. So the halacha is, in such a case, but if the deal is that Yisrael cannot pick up his wine until he pays for it, now, what's the chilek? So, for the first one, I'll explain it outside. Taima de e manicha. Ha manichai shari. Shmamino, malva is yayin bina shmamino. The only reason why it's asr is because you're not allowed to pick it up without paying for it. But ha manicha, if he lets you keep it there and pick it up even without paying for it, it's mutter. So, you see, for me, milva is yayin bina shmamino. Like this. If the wine really belongs to the guy has full rights on this wine. He says, you're not taking this wine until you pay for it. So then we're worried he might touch it because he's not scared. If he touches it, okay, he won't get paid for it. It'll be his wine. It's fine. But in the case where the yid could take it any time and there's a different chayv, So he doesn't want to touch it, because if he touches it, they're going to make him pay for it, and it's not what he wants. He really wants to get, he has no reason to have this wine. He doesn't need this wine. He has a separate chayv going on this wine. It's a separate payment. There's nothing to do with this. So this whole chshash, that the guy's not scared, is only if the milvah is on the wine itself. But once it becomes a separate loan, so then he's back scared to touch the wine, because it's not something he wants instead of the money. He wants his money separately, separate from the wine, and he has no use for the wine, and he has no reason to lose out on that chayv, and therefore, there will be a mirsis, and he won't touch the wine.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Who's making the wine for?
He's making a kosher run, and the guy's a gas. Yeah, he has to pay for it, yeah. He probably has to pay for the grape sauce, everything. But he's doing a kosher thing. He cashes it, and he crushes the wine there, and now he has 5 barrels of wine. He has no room.
It's technically owned by the
year. It's owned by the year, but he owes money for it, actually. He actually owes money for it. So it depends what they make up. But Etzem is owned by the guy, technically, because he didn't pay for it yet. So there's 2 ways to make this up. One way to make it up is that right when he finishes the run, the guy writes, "You paid for it. It's paid. You can pick up your wine anytime you want." And then we write a separate star. You owe the guy $1,000. Write a star. He owe him $1,000. Nothing to do with the wine. That's one case. Another case is the guy says, "Here's wine. It's my wine until you pay for it." That's another case. So if the guy's wine until you pay for it, then we're worried he might touch it because he's not so scared. He'll touch it. It'll be his wine. Finish. The tack will be his wine. He won't be able to, he won't pick it up. But in the other case where he obviously doesn't want it, that's where he wrote his kabbalah, because he doesn't want the wine. "I don't want your wine. Take your wine. Just give me my money." He's not going to touch it because he's going to lose money on the deal, and therefore there's a mirsis. Now, this wine, Rashi speaks out. It's very indicative for the Mishnah later on when we learn Mishnah Samach Aleph. Rashi writes over here in Divrei Maaseh Mutter, Rashi writes, this only works if it's by the guy, it has a key and a seal in the Yisrael's hand. That's the only way it works. Rashi Devas Mutter, like 10 lines before the wide lines, he says, so Rashi learns it's not enough that it's the mirror says that's not enough. You also have to have this lock. And still, if the guy is in control of the money, there's still be a chash, he might forge the chosim. That's what Tosis says later on. It's a big Tosis.
All of a sudden they have like Baslan Salman
Ayin? Yeah. Right. No, it says you need 2 chosim. It did. We say you need 2 chosim. So you need 2 of them. So here's one. Here's one chosim. He might switch, or a key. He might switch around. There's Tosis of Vasco Hamatar and the Samach Alpha, a very big Tosis. Handles this shiloh. We'll maybe speak it out. We'll learn the Mishnah later on tomorrow. Shir. There's really a 2 maduras in Rashi in this as well. But that's what Rashi speaks out over here. Let's go back. We have to finish the blot over here. Nafal lebar va'ola. It says that if the fellow fell into the bar and he came out, it's not a camera of Shimon. It's mutav shi'ah not. Amar papale shanu ella sha'ola meis aval ola chai aser. If he comes out alive, it's awesome. My time, papa. The Dombi Allah Kiyoim Adam. That there's a new problem here. It's only if he falls in and he dies, so then it's a problem on the gear, so it's machlaikis if it's us or not. But if he falls in and he comes out alive, we're worried he'll be so excited at the nace that he was saved from coming out, a miracle, he's saved from the wine, he will, on the way out, he'll do some maisa in the bar and be menasech and make the whole thing asa bahano even. So this whole halacha, it's mutta b'hana, it's even mutta b'shia, according to Rab Shimon, it's only Allah makes. So Allah chai, it's also because Dom Allah kiyam edam. Madu b'kana, kol elo yamaisa v'omru yamachir, Rab Shimon mata. So, Omer av Adab Ahava, yinuchel oil Rab Shimon brachas ha-raisha. It seems like the Ragdaya Lipschitz in the Agoyis in the back says that since we're mentioning Rab Shimon, there's an Indian of Zechet Tzadik Levracha, and they give a bracha. So he says, Yinuchel oil Rav Shimon brachas ha-raisha. Rav Shimon shalah brachas ha-raisha. But Rav Shimon's shita is like this. Kishu mate, when he says muta, muta fil b'shia, kishu oisu oisu fil v'ana. Rav Shimon has no in-between level. We have a lot of in-between levels. Just muta b'shia, it's osu b'shia, muta v'ana. Rav Shimon doesn't have anything like this. Either it's yayin esach or not yayin esach. It's muta osu fil v'ana. Om Rav Chia, bereid of Abba Baruch Bein Yorim Chisto, Om Rav, v'amri lo Om Rav Chisto, Om Aziri, Halach Rav Shimon. Igadam Rav Chisto, Om Li Abba Baruch Hanok, Om Aziri, Halach Rav Shimon. And Lamaisa, but in a locker of Shimon, we don't pass Rav Shimon. And Avada, this is also Bashia by Negiah, Shleva Kavano, is also Bashia. So if the guy touches wine in your house, touches actual wine, it's also no matter what. There's no monkey business, and there's no hat to even Shleva Kavano. Not the Chavis Zarka, but Hamas, the bar, Zari, Maisa, Vachshir. If you throw something into a bar, it's Mutta. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is the klal of Yayin Esach is like a Zov. Kosh of a Zov, Tomei, Bevachav, Maisa, Yayin Esach. And like Rashi explains, the klal is teaching us that just like by a zav, if a zav touches something, or if he touches something with a stick, it's tame. But if he throws a ball into something, it does not become tame. If a zav does that, it has to be dafka direct ma'isi, either by touching it or by mixing it with a stick, touching it with a stick. So here he's basically teaching you that zrika alone is nothing, just like by a zav is nothing. Now, it's not 100% true, this klal, because the halacha is by a zav, if you carry something, it becomes tame. It's called hesed. By a yayin esach, if you carry a barrel, it's not also. What's the biggest raya? Like Muhammad Aleph says the guy was carrying something, a zika, this. It's no problem. It's the only problem. But carrying is not a problem. So therefore, really, the klal is really flawed. If you look at Tosis, Tosis says the whole klal is lav dafka. Tosis and Rashi really says it, but they both say it's the whole klal is lav dafka. But he's just trying to tell you, if you look at the third line of Rashi, but loy osla shpinel zorak bechavin loy osla. Just teaching us dinner zrika. Eisvei Rafuna Alar Vashi. Our Mishnah says the extra word chamosai. Not as a chavis vizarka bechamosai. Threw it angrily in labar. Zeh maizeh beishan bechshir. It's mashma chamosai in shalchan saloi. It's mashma that the only reason he threw it in shloi bechavana. He threw it, he was angry, he threw it in there. Let's say he threw it in, he says, Arayini muchum azumun to make a yayin esach. And he throws something in. It sounds like our Mishnah Vyasa. Only bechamosai is mutter. So it's a kasha or Rav Ashi who said that Evi Zrika is mutter. So the Gemara tell you pshat. Hosom the ka'ozul minei u'minei. Rashi says you're rolling this chavis very near the bar and you throw it into the bar. So shaloi b'chamosa eloi the chashin and demonaga. Rashi says there's a chash. Maybe you touched it with your hands or with the bar or with the chavis. If you got too close, we're worried maybe you touched it. B'chamosa. So then you just threw it in. But if we loy chamosa, it'll be aser because the chash, you might have touched it. Avada zriko be mutter, like Rav Ashi said. I was b'shtei chamosai because b'chamosai we're not choishesh you touched it. But if shloi b'chamosai and you had your wits with you, with the guy, it's very possible he would have touched it and made it also. And that's why we say dafka b'chamosai avada zriko of a guy is mutter.